Chapter 18 and 19. But let us also pass to another sort of knowledge and teaching. There are two ways of teaching and of authority. Both, one of the light and one of the darkness. But there is a great difference between the two ways. For indeed, over one are stationed light-bearing messengers of God. But over the other are messengers of the adversary. And indeed, the first is the Lord from ages to the ages. But the other is chief of the present time of the lawlessness. Therefore, this is the way of the light. If anyone wants to travel to the appointed region, he must be zealous in his works. Therefore, the knowledge which is given to us for the purpose of walking in this way is as follows. You shall love him who made you. You shall fear him who formed you. You shall glorify him who redeemed you from death. You shall be simple in heart and rich in spirit. You shall not adhere to those who walk in a way of death. You shall hate everything which is not pleasing to God. You shall hate all hypocrisy. You shall not forsake instructions of the Lord. You shall not exalt yourself, but shall be humble-minded. You shall not take glory to yourself. You shall not counsel wicked things against your neighbor. You shall not allow audacity into your soul. You shall not commit sexual immorality. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit pedophilia. You shall not let the account of God come forth from your lips with any kind of uncleanness. You shall not be a respecter of persons when rebuking anyone for blunders. You shall be meek. You shall be calm. You shall tremble at the accounts which you have heard. You shall not remember past injuries against your brother. You shall not be double-souled as to whether something shall be or not. You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. You shall love your neighbor more than your own soul. You shall not murder a child by abortion, nor again by killing it after it is born. You shall not remove your hand from your son or from your daughter. Instead, from their youth, you shall teach them fear of the Lord. You shall not be covetous of what belongs to your neighbor, nor shall you be avaricious. You shall not adhere in soul to the haughty. Instead, associate with humble and righteous men. You shall receive the troubles which befall you as good. You shall not be double-minded nor double-tongued, for a double tongue is a snare of death. You shall be subject to your lords as a type of God, in shame and fear. You shall not issue injunctions with bitterness to your slave or servant girl, who hope in the same God, lest they should cease fearing the God who is over both of you. Because he came not to call persons according to status, but instead those whom the Spirit has prepared. You shall share all things with your neighbor. You shall not claim anything as your own. For if you are partakers in common of the incorruptible things, how much more of the corruptible things? You shall not be hasty of speech, for the mouth is a snare of death. As far as possible, you shall be pure for the sake of your soul. You shall indeed not stretch forth your hands to receive, while holding them back when it is time to give. You shall love, as the apple of your eye, everyone who utters the account of the Lord to you. You shall remember the day of judgment, night and day, and seek out the faces of the holy ones each day, either laboring in the account and going to exhort them, and being interested in saving souls by the account, or working with your hands to provide a ransom for your sins. You shall not be reluctant in giving, nor grumble when you do give, but give to everyone who asks you. But you should know who is the beautiful recompenser of the reward. Guard what you have received, neither adding nor subtracting. Hate the evil one to the last. Pass righteous judgment. Do not cause divisions, but you shall gather together and make peace among those who fight. Confess your sins. Do not go to prayer with a wicked conscience. This is the way of the light.